In late February, the Hoosic Falls Village Board tabled a $1 million revised settlement agreement with Saint-Gobain and Honeywell related to costs incurred by the village's response to the PFOA contamination found in local wells. That prompted former Mayor David Borge and his successor, Rob Allen, to pursue money from the state to provide financial relief to the village. It was announced Friday that the New York State Environmental Facilities Corp. had given the village $220,000 with support from Governor Andrew Cuomo. Mayor Allen says some of the money has already gone to use, paying an engineering firm hired by the village.
Unfortunately, at my last board meeting, we were able to give out over $100,000 of that to the engineering firm MRB, who's been involved in so much of this and has done such great work for us. That was a really neat thing to finally get that money over to them.
The village is continuing its search for a new legal firm after cutting ties with one that had worked to draft the previous settlement agreement, which was widely panned. On Thursday, some residents traveled to the state capitol to put pressure on the state to use some of the $2.5 billion clean water fund in the newly approved state budget to find a new water source. To date, the Department of Environmental Conservation has worked to install around 800 carbon filters on private wells to remove PFOA. A permanent filtration system has been installed on the village's municipal water supply. But many residents do not trust the filters, says Liz Moran of Environmental Advocates of New York.
I think that DEC and the state have done some good work in response to Hoosic Falls, but the clock is ticking.
DEC Commissioner Basil Segos told WAMC Friday that the state is still pushing for a new water source and expects a preliminary study undertaken by the polluters in conjunction with state agencies and the U.S. Geological Survey to be released this summer.
Some positive preliminary news coming out of it. We're looking at a few spots in the valley where enough water is being produced, that at least water quality is good in a couple of different wells that have been drilled. And we're doing continual tests on that to ensure there's enough water pressure and capacity.
Allen said he's eager for the meeting where the public will be able to review plans for a new water source once it is proposed by the state.
I know there's a lot of things that have to happen. You have to find the source. You have to be able to take a certain amount of water, and it ties into all the other things that are going on underground. But at the end of the day, this is about our community coming back to being whole, not just for the near future, but for the long-term future.
Last week, the state announced a carbon filtration system installed on the nearby town of Petersburg's water supply was up and running to remove PFOA. The filtration system was installed by company Taconic, working with DOH and DEC. Just over the state line in Vermont, state leaders are negotiating with Saint-Gobain to bring clean municipal water to homes in Bennington and North Bennington with wells contaminated with PFOA. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.